Yes, I'd like to wish everyone a Gvaldik Shabbos. I know I'm leaving early, the Divrei Torah, but please continue down for Yehuda ben Shifra, Awan Yehuda Lei ben Gittofega, Awan ben Sal Rivka, Yisrael Yehuda ben Dina Sarah, Miriam Liba bas Devoa, Baruch Tzvi ben Rivka Basra, Baruch Tzvi ben Rivka Basra, Aaron Baruch ben Chana, please don't stretch for him, he's very sick. Aaron Baruch ben Chana, Yossi Zev ben Sprinzer, Leah Pesha Bastina, Moshe Yehuda ben Rachel Miriam, Fumit Rachel bas Miriam, Moshe Tzvi ben Chaya Sarah, Yosef ben Leah. And one last one, Yehudit bat Rina, Rina. Get down for all the cholim because they're very, very sick. So this week's Parshas Pinchas. It is a lot of beautiful words that lach in it. So Rabbeinu Bechai said, if Pinchas would not have killed Zimri and Cosby in last week's Parsha, the Magefa, the plague that was hitting Klai Yisrael, the Jewish people, would have continued. And I think some 20,000 plus Yidden died. There might have been 50,000, 100,000, half a million might have died. Don't forget, Pinchas killed Zimri and Cosby. He stopped the plague. He stopped the Magefa. So therefore, Rabbeinu Bechai said, not only this, you can hear this, I'm not sure Rabbeinu Bechai said this or not, but you can hear it on simply, not only did he save the Yidden now by him killing Zimri Cosby and stopping the plague, stopping the Magefa, not only did he save the Yidden who were alive from getting killed, but he saved their children, their grandchildren, their great-great-great-great-grandchildren. He saved the future generations they're going to have in the future. He saved the generations they're going to have in the future. He kept those alive also. Because if they would have died, they would not be able to have children. So Rabbeinu Bechai says, he saved people. He saved thousands and thousands of years of Yidden. That's why Pinchas became Eliyahu Navi. Eliyahu Navi never died, because that's the only way to reward Pinchas. Because Pinchas saved thousands and thousands of years of Yidden. So Mida Kenega Mida, he has to become Eliyahu Navi, which never dies. We know Eliyahu Navi is going to live to year 6,000, which Mashiach will come. Hopefully, come Bekarov. Like Gluck, he's a Rebbe in Yeshiva Yisod Yeshurun. He's from Ballpark, Brooklyn. I think he quoted the Chidah. I think it's the Chidah who said that, in this world, you can't get reward. Hashem said, Pinchas, I'm giving you a brisi shalom. I'm giving you a covenant of peace. But we know in this world, you can't get rewarded. You get reward in the next world, Olam Haba. You can see reward in Olam Haba, not in this world, Olam Hazeh. So Chidah said, how could Pinchas get rewarded? He got brisi shalom, which therefore... So Chida said, because we know Pinchas became Eliyahu HaNavi. He became Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi, like we said, never died. So if Eliyahu HaNavi never died, and therefore Pinchas never died, that means Pinchas is never going to the next world. Therefore Hashem can't reward him, because he's not going to be in Olam Haba. So Hashem said, I have to give you another reward now, being that you're never going to die. Reb Ari Marcus, he's a Rebbe from Eretz Yisrael, Yeshiva Reishis Yerushalayim. He said, if you notice, what Pinchas did was in last week's Parsha, Zimri and Cosby, and it's broken up. And now in this week's Parsha, Hashem tells Pinchas his reward, Brisi Shalom, etc. So Rabbi Marcus asks, why did Chazal, or you want to say, what is a Kaddish Baruch Hu, Hashem, or Chazal who made the Parshas, but why did they split it up from last week to this week? So the Pshat is because it's teaching us that Hashem's telling us, you're not going to always see reward for what you do in this. You're not going to always see reward right away. You just finished Shas. You just visited 100 sick people. You just did an incredible event like Pinchas. You saved a whole Jewish community. Whatever it is. But you're not going to always see reward right away. You have to wait for it. And that's Pshat, why it's broken up. The Walag just said a different Pshat. It's a partial Pshat. Is that Hashem wanted to see what Pinchas really was l'shem Shemayim. Because it could be, if Pinchas killed Zimmy Cosby and the plague, the Magefa stopped, you know, it could be Pinchas jumping up and down, yeah, Baruch Hashem, I stopped the plague. Baruch Hashem, Jewish people are going to love me. I'm going to be the greatest man. I'm going to be, as they say in America, the big man on campus. People are going to love me. They'll make me great. And therefore, you know, Pinchas might not done l'shem shamayim. So that's why there's a breakage, to see how Pinchas reacts afterwards. And we know Hashem saying, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. Aaron was a huge humble person, huge anav. Hashem saying, Pinchas, you're acting like your Zaidi and your father Eliezer. You're humble. You didn't even think what you did was great. So I'm going to give you the reward now. That's why it was broken up. Then Rav Chaim Mintz, he's a Rebbe in Yeshiva Sanada, I believe the Yeshiva of Reuven Feinstein Shlita. Chaim Mintz said in this week's Parsha, Hashem counted the Jewish people, Bnei Yisrael, again. And Rashi says, why did he count them? So he said, like a shepherd has some sheep, and a pack of wolves attack some of the sheep and kill them. So he said the shepherd count those sheep who are still alive. So why is he counting the sheep that are still alive? You know, obviously he has sheep alive. So I believe Rashi or maybe Chaim Mintz Shlita said the pshat is because he let's say the guy had 50 sheep and now he's down to 35. He has to train those 35 to pick up to do the avoda, the 50. Meaning the 15, the 1-5 are not alive anymore. He has to teach those sheep that not only do they have to do the work they have to do, but also pick up the work of the 15 who are dead. So Chaim Mintz said that's why Hashem counted the Jewish people again. Because we know 20,000, I believe 24,000 or 22,000 Yidden got killed in the Magefa on last week's Parsha. So Hashem is counting Bnei Yisrael, is counting the Jewish people again. Because Hashem is telling the Yidden, you have to pick up the slack, as they say in America. You have to pick up what's missing from the Jewish people. Those Yidden who have died, it's up to you to do not only your avoda, but also do their avoda. Not only serve Hashem your way, but you have to fix up what's missing in their avodas Hashem now because they're no longer alive. You have to fill up the gap. Then when Moshe Feinstein Zatzal said, if you notice, when we count the Leviim, we did it in Parshas, by Midbar, and in this week's Parsha, we mentioned Nadav and Avihu again. Why do we mention Nadav and Avihu? Why do we mention, you know, they're dead. Zakra Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. Because Hashem's trying to teach us, Nadav and Avihu were giants, were huge tzaddikim, huge Talmidei Chachamim. Hashem's trying to emphasize how great they were, and that's why we're counting them. The Valag said this might be what Moshe Feinstein's other, what Moshe Feinstein might be saying also, is that yes, Nadav and Avihu are physically dead, but their legacy, what they taught us, is still alive to this day, and that's why we're counting them. Then the Valag said, why did Pinchas become Eliyahu Navi? Why did he become Eliyahu Navi? Because remember, Hashem says in this week's Parsha, Pinchas is a Kanai, a zealot. He's a zealot. And you know, and it was needed. Someone was needed to kill Zimri and Cosby. That was needed. But Pinchas, but Hashem saw Pinchas, zealots should not, yes, there might be times you have to be a zealot, you have to be a Kanai. But that should not be all the time. You should not always be a zealot. A Kanai is sometimes needed, but not all the time. So that's why Pinchas made him, that's why Hashem made him into Eliyahu Navi. Because Eliyahu, first of all, is a Navi, has to listen to Hashem. And Eliyahu, there's a Pshat, Eliyahu Navi is a Malach, also an angel, might have been an angel later on. So, whatever it is, but Eliyahu Navi is not a zealot. That's the main thing. Whether Eliyahu Navi is a Malach or not, I'm not saying, yeah, maybe he's not. It could be he's not a Malach. But Eliyahu Navi was not a zealot. And that's why Shem Saul Pinchas, that's why you have to become Eliyahu Navi. Because it's not good to have the Kanai in you all the time. It's not good. Christ or the Jewish people cannot have a Kanai with them all the time. Yes, sometimes it's needed, like now, but it's not good to always have it. Then the Brisker Rav said, V'kanai v'kanasi b'socham. So Hashem was telling Pinchas, you were Kanai, you know, b'socham, among the Jewish people, among Bnei Yisrael. So Brisker Rav said, why we had the word b'socham? So Brisker Rav said, because what Zimri and Cosby did, if they did in their own private house, Pinchas would not be allowed to kill them. Pinchas would not be allowed to kill them if Zimri and Cosby did in their own private house. But b'socham, because they did it publicly, because they did it in front of the whole Jewish people, they did it in front of all the Yidden, Hashem said, Pinchas, that's why you were allowed to be a Kanai. That's why you were allowed to kill them. The Chassan Sofer said a different shot. B'kanai v'kanasi b'socham, Hashem was telling Pinchas, Yes, you're Kanai, but you should realize Bistocham, it's in every Jew. This, your desire to stand up for Hashem, your desire to be a zealot, to be a Kanai for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Bistocham, that's in every Jew's heart. Every member of Bnei Yisrael has that in their heart, to be a zealot for the sake of Hashem. The Sfas Emes suggests a different shot. V'kanai v'kanasi b'socham, that Hashem's saying to Pinchas, your kanai, what you did for the sake of Hashem, how you killed Zim and Cosby just for the sake of Hashem, v'kanai v'kanasi, that you being a zealot, you being kanai, b'socham, you now put it in the heart of every Yid. You put it in the heart of every member of Bnei Yisrael. You put it in the heart of every Jew. V'kanai v'kanasi, what you did, b'socham, you now put in the heart of the Jewish people. This is just a simple pshat, I think. I don't think it's anything great, but the Wallach said, but in this week's parsha, Moshe asked Hashem, could my son take over as a leader? And Hashem said, no, Yeshua. It might be a medrash, but it said Hashem would tell Moshe, you're the sun, and Yeshua is the moon. The moon gets light off the sun. And I believe this is near the Korban HaTamid, which Bnei saw the Jewish people being two a day. But if you look in Korban HaTamid, it says, the afternoon korban, the korban that's born in the afternoon, is going to be exactly the same way as the morning korban. The afternoon korban is going to be sacrificed and done everything like the morning korban. Hashem said, I think the same way where Moshe asked, could my children take over? And Hashem said, no, Yeshua. Because that's pshat, the Wallach said, because Hashem's hinting to us, telling us, Yeshua is exactly like Moshe. What Moshe did, Yeshua is going to do. Because Yeshua learned from Moshe how to be Moshe, even though Moshe is not alive. I'm going to tell you, just ask your local Orthodox rabbi for these halachas. These halachas just discussed at the Shabbos table. Rav Heshi Kahan, he's a posting from Brooklyn, Rav Ari Marcus, he's from Eretz Yisrael. Rav Heshi Kahan said, now the 3 weeks started, and you're not supposed to take haircuts, but he said, if you have your mustache, some of the hair is bothering you. When you eat, you can cut off that hair during the 3 weeks, and even, I believe, the 9 days. You can cut off that hair during the 3 weeks and 9 days. Rav Heshi Kahan and Rav Ari Marcus said, the same thing applies to a kid who's below chinuch, if hair is coming into his face and is bothering him, you can cut that hair off. Obviously, do this all before 3 weeks, but if you didn't, you can cut the hair of the mustache going into the food, into your lips that's bothering you, and you can cut off the hair of a little kid below chinuch age if it's bothering him also. Well, but I, Marcus, said in one more halacha, he said, let's you know, you Erev Rosh Chodesh Av, Erev Rosh Chodesh Av, and what, during the 9 days we don't eat meat. You don't eat meat during the 9 days. But what about if I start an Erev Rosh Chodesh Av? Let's say sunset is 8 o'clock. So from 8 o'clock and on, I can't eat meat. But I start at 6:30, so 6:30 was not yet the 9 days. So if my meal starts at 6:30, could I continue eating meat into the 9 days? Because I started when it was mutter, when it was permitted. But if I, Marcus, said no. Even so, you started your meal when you were permitted to eat meat, but once the 9 days come, which is sunset, which is going to say 8 o'clock, once sunset comes on Rosh Chodesh Av, you can no longer eat meat. Even if you're in the middle of a meal, you have to stop eating meat. I'd like to wish everyone a gewaldig Shabbos. I hope everything is going well, but let me just leave you off with a story, which in the 3 weeks and 9 days, which we know we need the Beis HaMishpat, which should be built the Haftarecha Kamocha. And I'm just going to tell you a beautiful word. Let's call the year the Reb Schwartz. Let's call the Rav, a rabbi called Rabbi Schwartz, and let's call the guy who's out to get him Reuven Plony. So Reuven Plony, they're not like Rabbi Schwartz. Reuven comes home one day and sees his wife chopping up meat. Reuven goes to his wife, who told you that meat's kosher? And who told you it's not kosher? His wife said, Rabbi Schwartz. So Reuven grabbed the meat and called Rabbi Schwartz down to a Beis Din. I think they sat in front of Minchas Alaza. I believe it was one of the Minchas Alaza. And they gave the piece of meat to Minchas Alaza. Minchas Alaza looked at the meat. He asked his gabe for a knife and a fork. He cut it, took a little piece, made a shakel, took a piece of the meat. Yeah, this meat is kosher, totally fine. Reuven left, and so did Rabbi Schwartz. So the gabe turned to Minchas Alaza, but you realize that meat is not glat. Yes, it's kosher, but it's not glat. Minchas Alaza said, yeah, but making fun of a rabbi is glat. Making fun of defaming a rabbi is glat? And I think it's an important message we have to have during these 3 weeks. Making fun of a fellow Jew or putting a fellow Jew down is not glat. Like Rabbi Jacobitz, that's how the former chief rabbi of England said, but when you say Yosef Shalom, by the end of Shemoneh Esrei, you take three steps back. But Jacoba said, because sometimes to make peace, you have to take 3 steps back. It's so important. Do not make fun of a fellow Yid. Do not let Yidden down. And remember, making fun of a fellow Jew is not glot. Have a Gevaldik Shabbos.